Welcome to Lights, Camera, Baby, the podcast where we explore the incredible journey of parenthood, one story, one expert, and one heartfelt conversation at a time. I'm your host, Progeny Patha, the mama of Mama Magic and mom of two, and I've seen firsthand how the early bonds we form with our babies shape their entire lives. Today's episode is all about the connected baby. Now, did you know that babies arrive in this world already wired for connection? From the moment they're born, they seek comfort, love, and security. But why is this connection so vital, and how does it shape their emotional and neurological development? And what happens when babies and even adults don't feel connected? Well, to help us dive deep into this fascinating topic, I'm joined by Lynn Bluff, a renowned childbirth educator and parenting expert. Together, we'll uncover the science behind connection, share practical ways to build a strong bond with your baby, and explore why those small, everyday moments matter more than we realize. So whether you're expecting, holding your newborn in your arms, or reflecting on your own childhood, this conversation is for you. Stay with us as we explore the power of connection and the lifelong impact it has on our children. So let's get started. So Lynn, welcome once again. Another exciting topic for our babies and for our mums, connected babies. This is such an interesting topic.
It really is fascinating when you talk about connection indeed.
Yeah, and it's such an early age. So how are babies born already connected?
They are born connected, and they are born wanting to connect with you. And when we talk about connection, let's clarify what that really means. And if I look at you and you look at me and we connect eye to eye,
right,
that is connection. And so that is what you want to get with your baby. Your baby wants to look at you and have eye to eye connection.
So, like, I mean, babies, when they're born, they already recognize mom's voice, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Like, I remember when my babies were born, like, they turn their heads. They're so in tune. Is it because they've been hearing you all this time?
Absolutely. They've been hearing you for months and months. And it's fascinating if you ever hear a recording of what a baby hears. They can hear what you're saying word for word. It's slightly muffled. And they will hear dad's voice better than mom's voice because the lower tones actually go through. So yes, when a baby is born, whoever has been around during pregnancy and talking, they recognize that voice and it's familiar to them. So they know who mom and dad are.
Fascinating. Now, why is early connection crucial for baby's development as a whole?
Because of the brain development that takes place, that every time you connect with your baby, you get that eye-to-eye connection. 750 synaptic connections develop per second when that baby is connected to you.
So the synaptic connections are in the brain, right?
Absolutely. They are pathways in the brain. And so they are developing more pathways, better maturity, better brain development. The more pathways you have, the better the brain development that has actually taken place.
So what you're saying is, so firstly, they're born with some connections already because they can hear our voice,
yes,
like you're saying.
Absolutely.
And then adding on to that, you're saying it is even more important at that early stage, from as early as birth, for us to continue with those connections, to continue building those pathways.
Yes. And you basically have a year to connect with your baby. Mm-hmm. And after that, it's that part of the brain is done. And so it is critical in that first year of life that as much connection takes place as possible. So you haven't got years and years to develop the connection. That connection only has a year. And so it is very important what you do with your baby. Who looks after it? Who what you do. Are you on the phone all the time and not connecting with your baby? Who is your baby being looked after during the day? Is it with one person who can connect with your baby? Or is it in a room full of 30 babies that actually nobody's connecting with your baby? Your baby should be facing you when it's in a pram, mm-hmm. so that it can connect with you and feel secure. Ideally, your baby should be skin to skin, wrapped to you. But when we go out and wanting, you know, to actually show your baby off, yes, it's important how you deal with your baby.
It's so interesting that, I mean, I've heard that it's the most immature organ, but yes, it develops so rapidly, the brain, mm-hmm. right? Now, how do we reinforce those connections in that first year? What are the physical things that we can do? This, you know, when you talk about eye contact and skin to skin, I mean, we've talked about doing skin to skin at birth, but how do we continue that in our first year amidst our busy lives as well?
Absolutely. I think that what is so important in our days that previous generations didn't have, and that is to put your phone away. Because when you are breastfeeding your baby is at the ideal distance to connect with you and see you clearly.
And they're looking into your eyes.
And they're looking into your eyes, but where's the mom? Oh, I'm scrolling on my phone through Facebook and I'm typing on WhatsApp and I'm pasting on Instagram. And this baby is looking up and saying, Mom,
I'm here.
Mom, look at me. I want you to look at me.
That's a hard
and
one.
I'll give you an example. You look at me. How does it make you feel when there's eye-to-eye contact versus, okay, I'm looking away now. Talk to me.
Yep. The connection. Exactly.
And you don't want to actually even speak because there is such a disconnection. And I think that is what is vital to actually have parents understand that you need to look at your baby. You need
find the moments
to, when your baby's awake, look at them. They're wanting to connect with you.
Now, don't they say that, I mean, don't they say, isn't there the theory that baby's vision isn't fully developed when they're born?
Absolutely. And they see some shapes better than other shapes and they will react better to different shapes and different colors. Mm-hmm. But that distance between a mom's eye and a baby suckling on the breast
right.
is the distance that they can actually see clearly. And so you're giving them the opportunity to actually give them your undivided attention because you should be sitting there looking at your baby and talking to your baby while that baby is breastfeeding. You shouldn't be connecting elsewhere.
And then I suppose it goes back to our previous discussions as well in terms of understanding that babies respond to different senses. So it's not just eye-to-eye connection, right?
Mm.
It's the touch. It's the sound of your voice. Those kind of
smell of the breast milk, the smell of your
right?
your own body that you, that baby knows it's his mother by your smell.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And yet we take all of those senses for granted because they're babies, feeling like they're not mature enough as yet to understand or to connect with us at that level. I mean, I remember first year of my first child being born and I had an awful experience, you know, and I was very sad. And she was probably like 5 or 6 months and I came home and you know, I was feeding her and then after we fed, I was talking to her and I felt like I could tell her. It's like, you know, mom is really, really sad. And she started crying just because she could feel my sadness. She could feel the emotions. And I was just so fascinated. It was though she understood everything that I said, you know.
Absolutely.
And yet she was only like 5 or 6 months. So I wasn't expecting that. That was amazing.
I think that is one of the fundamental things, is that we so often think that babies are blobs, or like a sack of potato, and that they don't need anything. They're just a baby. They're a blob. They'll grow and you'll need something. And babies are not blobs when they actually are born. They are connected and wanting to connect with you. And they are absolutely, it's amazing what they are able to do if you actually just connect with them. That if they will try and mimic to copy whatever you do. So if you smile at them,
they'll smile
your
back.
Baby will smile back at you. And people say, oh, it's just a wound. You know, babies, you know, only yeah. smile 6 weeks down the line. No. Babies will mimic what you are doing if you give them the time and the opportunity. But we often don't.
Yes, that is true.
So if you stick your tongue out, your baby will stick its tongue out. If you frown, they will frown. And it's incredibly comical and cute to watch this baby trying to copy you.
It really is delightful. Now let's talk about attachment, this attachment theory. You know, babies get really, really attached. And I remember, like, you know, leaving the room because they get so comfortable with you. They're so connected with you. And then they start crying, right? Is it like an instinctual connection because you're mum, or could it happen with dad as well?
I think that it's actually the baby's striving to live. They know that without you, whether it's you, the carer, dad, whoever the adult is around them, without them, they cannot survive. And so they've got to keep you close at hand so that they know they aren't in danger and they can survive. And so if you disappear, their need to survive is that I need to call you back. I need to cry in order that you will come back and rescue me so I can be safe.
Amazing. Now let's talk about the other side of this, right? Like, if there's disconnection early, you know, what are the long-term effects of the lack of connection?
That is just so incredibly sad, because it will be a disconnected baby, a disconnected child, a disconnected teenager, a disconnected adult. And somebody who just cannot thrive in life because they are so disconnected.
So it's an emotional disconnection. And obviously then that would affect how they regulate their emotions as well, right?
Absolutely. And relationships.
Yeah.
So you can live, but you can't thrive.
Yes. And I suppose it brings into those kind of factors like, you know, struggling to trust people.
Totally.
Struggling in relationships, like you said.
Yeah.
Struggling, you know, to be resilient, knowing that.
Can't self-calm because actually true. I haven't been taught that I'm in a safe environment and I'm okay and that somebody is looking out for me.
I mean, and we see it manifesting in society today.
Drastically.
So
that's why it's so incredibly sad. And obviously when somebody is disconnected themselves, the likelihood of them being able to connect to their baby, is very unlikely. And so you're just getting a repetition and an escalation of the disconnection.
Now let's look at ways. Let's give moms ways in which they can connect, and dads, with simple activities. We might think they're obvious, but, you know, for some people, it's, you know, we take for granted the little moments.
I think that one of the best times and ways to connect with a baby, because a lot of the time they're going to be sleeping.
Yes.
Is that when you change their nappy, okay, yeah, they are generally awake.
And alert.
They're ready to connect. They're looking at you. You're looking down at them. And that is an incredible opportunity.
As messy as it can get.
if you let it. Because what some people overreact. But look, let's face it. Not every nappy change is a nice, delightful, sweet-smelling experience. No. It can be a bit ghastly. But if you are really showing your adverse reaction to this baby, what are you teaching your baby about their body? Mm. That actually it's ghastly, it's horrible. Or are we saying actually this is a normal daily occurrence and many times a day occurrence that actually it's okay. It gives me a time to connect with you. Yes, it can be a messy, smelly time as well. But it's not offensive. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm not going to condemn you, yeah, because actually I've got this terrible job.
But it's feeding actually, could also be messy. I mean, yeah, right?
But it actually is a privilege to be doing this for your baby, for loving it.
Yeah.
And that's the way that we should be viewing any interaction that we have with this baby, whether it's wonderful or whether it's just, you know, not so wonderful, that we need to tell this baby that actually it's fine, it's loved, I'm connecting with you. Yes, we're going to change your nappy now. Isn't that going to be fun? You're going to be nice and dry and comfortable again. Mm. And have a look. I've got a little mobile above you while you're doing that. Have a look at that. And I'm going to put some music on and you can connect with that. But all the time, I am going to be there and I am going to be making you comfortable and I'm going to be talking to you and explaining and laughing and smiling at you, yeah, so that it is an enjoyable experience for both of you.
Absolutely. I mean, even if we look at feeding time, you know.
Absolutely.
Or just, you know, when they cry as well. Or
take you, I don't know, I love being in the garden and outside and right, in nature. So to me, you know, you've now put your baby's clean nappy on and it's all smiling and wonderful. And we're going to go outside for a walk and listen to the birds. Look, there's a bird over there. Yeah, here's a leaf. Feel that.
Yes.
And you're teaching them, you're connecting them, you're giving them time, you're giving them input, you are developing their brain.
Absolutely. I loved nappy change times and bath times, I must admit.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was always done with songs.
Yeah.
It became a ritual, you know. We had a bath time song and we had a nappy changing song and it became a ritual that was, you know, that they knew what to expect at those points in times. But it's creating your own little traditions and rituals and connections through those daily routines, right?
Absolutely. Don't find it mundane. Don't think your baby is a blob. Relate to them. Talk to them. Educate them. Their brains are just wanting to be taught and absorb all of this information. And so tell them everything that is going on around you. Because not only is it just, you know, about connection, but it's actually also for somebody who talks to their baby, that baby's language is going to be so much further advanced because they've heard more.
Absolutely. Now, with all this connection, they're getting really attached to us, right? And I've had this, where they can't leave your side. They are super attached to your hip. So how do we deal with the separation anxiety that comes after that?
So first of all, we don't want to view the separation anxiety, you know, in a toddler as something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, when the toddlers learn to toddle and run away from you, they can very easily run into danger if they run into this wide open world. And so nature causes them to have the separation anxiety at the time when they are learning to walk, yes, so that they stay close by you, so that it's not actually left all to the adult to look after that child. That child won't leave your side. So they're forcing you to look after them at their most vulnerable, yes, dangerous time of their life. And so you don't want to view it as a negative.
Right.
It's actually part of the normal part of development that they get separation anxiety.
So how should we handle a situation like
that?
The
important thing is, so if you are now going to walk out of this room and your baby is going to cry, you first of all say, I am just going to leave the room. And you can carry on talking and they will learn that actually they can still hear you. And the most important part of the separation is when you come back and reunite with them. Pick them up, love them, talk to them, let them feel secure, because they know then that you are coming back. And that builds trust.
Yes.
And that builds a relationship. And that is something vital, because it also teaches them how to self-soothe, to have resilience, that you are coming back. I know I am going to be looked after.
I'm going to be okay. Yes.
Yes. And so it's that reconnection that is vital. And you don't go and shout, oh, stop crying, you know, you silly child. I was just there outside in the next room.
Yeah.
No. Not. Here I am. I told you I was just going to the next room. Pick you up. Love you. Stop your crying. You are loved. It's okay.
So should we feel guilty about picking up baby too quickly when baby
never
cries?
Never, never, never. You cannot spoil a baby. You cannot give a baby too much love. No. If your baby needs you, they're crying, pick them up. You cannot spoil a baby.
And I suppose that all goes towards building that emotional stability and trust.
Without a doubt. And that emotional ability and trust, self-calming resilience, is what connection actually does and develops. And we said that is vital to be able to thrive in life.
Yep. Lynn, thank you once again. Amazing information, truly, truly gems for our moms and our community to be able to build these resilient children that are emotionally stable and connect with them, allowing them to connect with them without feeling guilty, and giving them and smothering them with their love and attention from the time they're born. So thank you for those gems.
Only a pleasure. It is really vital for pregnant moms and dads and new moms and dads to have this information that they can make sure that they realize how important connection is, and so they do connect with their baby.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Parenting is a journey filled with moments, some big, some small, but all of them shaping the future of our children. Connection is not just a luxury, it's a necessity. Every hug, every glance, every response we give to our babies tells them they are safe, loved, and valued. And that foundation is what helps them grow into confident, resilient adults. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you, whether you're an expecting parent, a new mum, or even someone reflecting on your own childhood, connection is powerful. It starts the moment a baby is born and continues in everyday interactions. A big thank you to Lynn Bluff for sharing her wisdom and insights on this deeply important topic. And if today's discussion resonated with you, be sure to subscribe to Lights, Camera, Baby so you don't miss our next episode. Until then, cherish every moment, embrace every connection, and remember, our babies need us as much as we need them. I'm Progeny Patha, Mama of Mama Magic. See you next time.